Hello everybody, welcome back to my channel. You're talking to Zetu Zwane from Blacker to Health and Wellness Lifestyle. And this is my YouTube channel, Just Growth Babe with Zetu Zwane. Thank you so much for joining me if this is your first time. And if you have been a regular on this, on my YouTube channel, welcome back to another Growth Opportunities with me. I have recently published a podcast on people pleasing, and I definitely do believe it's connected to how we somehow find ourselves trapped in toxic relationships, or you are a toxic person. But as always, I try not to be as judgmental. Knowing that fully well that, you know, we're all entitled, we all have the right to grow as individuals. So I like to give a different perspective to everything. And you absolutely see that in one of my blog posts, which I definitely will be talking about over here, and I'll share with you guys. But just to let y'all know quickly, when I was doing this toxic relationships, I was like, how do we buy into toxic relationships? How do we find ourselves in toxic relationships? And I definitely do believe it has to do with like emotional and mental clutter. So when I was doing that episode about emotional and mental clutter, it was just about like, you know, hey, the belief systems that we buy into. My blog post, which you have to check out because it's absolutely amazing, and it'll just give you a deep-rooted perspective on how deep clutter, you know, like the extent of clutter and how we buy into certain beliefs affect our lives. In that episode, in that blog post, I explained about these three types of people, just to let you know how we, you know, you don't have to be the first person, you know, it can still resonate to you, like talking about toxic relationships can still resonate to you because you could fall into one of those categories. And therefore, it makes it very difficult it doesn't make it very difficult. It should make it easier for you to be more understanding that, you know what? The saying is so true that just because somebody sins differently from me doesn't mean I have the right to judge. And that's something, like, I swear to you, I have been going through in this season, because I feel as though just by, you know, my perspective, or like maybe how my relationships with people, like strangers, I just became like somebody who doesn't judge or doesn't complain outwardly. But what I realized, people who complain outwardly like really annoy me. And then I had to acknowledge that, you know what, it's because like maybe I didn't get the chance myself to complain outwardly. So that's what clutter is all about. But the three examples that I use, which I'll just give you like a brief example with that one, is the first person is somebody who buys into the norm innocently. You know, so I use the example of somebody who, you know, we all, like, there's so many like blog posts and YouTube videos out there about like living the fast paced life. If you want to be successful, you don't sleep. You know, that those kind of success mantras. So you live into those ones without realizing and acknowledging that what are the body consequences for, you know, living or buying into that lifestyle. So when I was talking about that one, I was reflecting on, you know, my experience as a wellness writer for a wellness organization. I used to write for over 40 companies across the Kingdom of Eswatini, which is in Southern Africa, next to South Africa. And it was like, some people buy into that mantra. So you would always see like, or you'd always hear clients just normalizing diabetes, normalizing cholesterol. But I swear to you, for somebody who just like entered into the medical field, I was like, it's not normal to see somebody just flat die, because the person looks outwardly healthy, but their body was breaking down to the extent where, break it down in the sense that, their blood had been consumed with so much salt, or the liquid in their body had reduced and there was more salt in the body. So then eventually the person died. You would know that, or you, maybe you're going to hear it for the first time. That is what we call cholesterol. So when I first saw that initially, I was like, oh my gosh, what the heck is going on? And so I wrote a blog post about it. I wrote the newsletters about it. About, you know, cholesterol does not have to do with your body weight. A skinny person can fall flat, because that's what he was. He was like a skinny person who fell flat and died just right on the spot. So buying into that mentality of normalizing, you know, if you live a successful life, oh, it's just normal to have cardiovascular diseases. And in that point, I did acknowledge that, you know what, there's nothing wrong with medical advancements, but it absolutely does not do anything to change our hearts. In the sense that if you feel like you're living recklessly, and not that you feel like you're living recklessly, you've bought into this lifestyle idea that is not particularly taking care of your body, it's going to affect, you're going to get these unnecessary diseases like cardiovascular diseases, and they are increasing in our society. So that's what motivated me to write that one. The second person that I spoke about was somebody who was innocently born. So now, using the same example of cholesterol, there is generational cholesterol, genetic cholesterol. And so I was like, that person innocently bought into that lifestyle. Maybe at a certain point, because of lack of education, you don't know that you're supposed to start testing for cholesterol at age 25. But here you are, you know, and then now you find out maybe you're struggling, you've got high cholesterol levels, and you've been having difficulties like medical difficulties, health difficulties. That is innocently done. You bought into an not bought into an idea, but you grew up in a certain culture. And you guys should know that if you've read one of my other blog posts where I was like, you know what, plus size is definitely a cultural, sometimes defined by culture, because over here we love people celebrate plus size women. There's all these like love affirmations to plus size women. So however, what happens when you have cholesterol and it's more dangerous? You can't eat in the same way as somebody else does, in terms of like, let's say my dad thinks beef is vegetables and he wants to have it 7 days a week. You know what happens when you are that individual with that, you know, very, who's at risk or more susceptible to, you know, high cholesterol levels. So then the third person I bought into, I wrote about, and I had to definitely write about him because we faced a lot of those people, men who say that, who outwardly say, listen, I have HIV and I don't use a condom. And they're speaking to, you know, their intimate partner that they're going to sleep with. I don't know if intimate partner is the right word, but you know what I'm saying. But like, and so in those moments, it's very easy to judge. Maybe we are very quick to judge the individual who wants to put women in danger. So when I said that the medical advancement did not change your heart, it's because then the medical, like the field here in Eswatini, they developed like this thing called PrEP. So the woman can take this tablet like 48 hours before she goes and, you know, be intimate with this gentleman. So he has not changed his heart. And so that's what I'm saying. The medical advancement can, you know, we can advance medically wise to improve people's health, securing your longevity and your life. But it does not change your heart. And that's something that I became fixated on. Okay, how do we address the human heart? And I personally feel like, especially, you know, just from observing and writing more and, you know, obviously going deeper into it, and you should definitely go read that article. I noted that it was like, nothing can change your heart, because maybe I don't even want to say, or I don't even want to, I've stopped fooling myself or romanticizing the man, saying, you know what, it's out of fear. That's why he's arrogantly saying that he won't use a condom, you know, even if he's HIV positive, he's clearly risking the other woman. He does not care. I don't want to say that, because you actually, at the end of the day, that's going to lead to more heartbreak on your side, in the sense that you've pinned this idea about this man and you have this expectation about him that, you know what, he's okay. He's willing to heal. No, in some, there's an extent that not even humans ourselves can change an individual. That's why that man ended up, dying in the clinic, and everybody could see he was filled with cholesterol. I was like, how can you be filled with filled with salt all over his body? And I was like, but if you are constantly surrounded with salt, you know, where is the turning point where you want to like go back on your life and do better? And isn't that with a lot of situations in our lives? So when I started looking at, you know, and they do say that, you know, you have to focus when you're a wellness writer for clinics or medical fields, you have to focus on the behavioral communication part of it and emphasizing the behavioral part of it. But there is that more deeper individual. So that's more on the, you know, for larger groups. when it comes to newsletters and, participating in all these ebooks and stuff like that. But there is that deeper personal side to it that then I feel like, oh, I've come to believe, and I do affirm that only God can change those areas in somebody's life, because we do not know what this person is entangled with unless he goes for counseling and he goes for and then gets into the deep prayer. We do not know his strongholds. We do not know his belief systems. What is tangled and is influencing the way that he behaves. And we have no right, to be honest, to judge that individual, because you have your own, areas of growth that you have to develop through. You have your own strongholds. You have your own generational chains that you've got to be responsible for, if you are willing and going to, into that development. So I definitely want you guys to go def ch check that out. And before I begin on this episode, because I've just gone through a whole explanation on another episode that's coming up, I have published the Body Confidence book with Blacketo Health and Wellness Lifestyle. This confidence book is for that woman who knows that she's been practicing hiding her body for a long time, and now realizing, and with the frustration, wanting to pinpoint why she's frustrated with her life, why aren't her life goals succeeding the way that she had envisioned in her life. I'm going to link that in the bio, because in those instances, all she needs is like the weekly, that workbook that I've published has weekly activities just to help you just go through, finally take that risk, girl. Uncover that little secret that you have of hiding your body. It's time to celebrate yourself. It's time to open up the vault to the beauty tips that are included in this workbook and work through that final last brick that's been holding you back. It's all related to clutter. It's all related to your personal and emotional boundaries. And I hope this is a beginner's pack, a starter book, as the journal, just to help you go through, that final last itch of why are you always close to what you want in life and you're always breaking free. Sometimes it's dealing with how you hide your body. The way that you hide your body has been influencing just your general life at the beginning. So let's get into it. Go and check out that book. I absolutely have enjoyed writing it, and it's been giving me like, I sat with a lot of women, and I've gotten a lot of feedback from it, and I'm very grateful for the response from those women. So I'm so excited for you guys to go check it out. Go and open the beauty vault and be have the not don't just have the fragrance of what it feels like to be fully confident and live authentically in yourself. Go and have the full taste of what it means to be a beautiful and romanticize your own life. Let's get into this next episode with Blacketo Health and Wellness Lifestyle, just growth, babe, and Zit with Zituzwane. Yes. So, have you ever had a conversation with your friend? And felt like, girl, baby girl, what is going on? That's some abusive belief systems right there coming out of your mouth. Now, this was from the point where I was like, can I be brutally honest with you when it comes to toxic relationships? Like, make this top conversation between friends kind of honest. Playing tricks and scheming, is exhausting and damaging, because the expectations make it seem like you can factory reset a man. No, you can't. Or have you ever sat with your friends in a car or a train, and your other friend is talking about how wild and loud her family is? Then you're like, girl, nobody's supposed to talk to you like that before sitting at the dinner table and dodging a whole plate from the drunk uncle. Well, that's toxic beliefs muddied into normalized behavior and some of your worldviews. You guys have just heard examples of how cholesterol, I've given you three examples of people with cholesterol, three examples of people who've lived into a lifestyle. One normalized it, one bought into the belief system. If I wanted to get it to be successful, if I want to be in a relationship, I have to change my body, I have to over diet, just going doing extensively without taking care of your body, mind, and spirit. The other individual was just born like that. If you are born curvy, if you come from a culture where it's loved and everything, where you're born curvy, maybe it's just natural by mistake, or you've got a hormonal imbalance, so you can't control the weight gain, then trying to squeeze yourself into a belief can be actually harmful. But when these kind of habits are normalized, for example, beauty standards are going to be based on squeezing yourself into this idealistic body, it can then affect your confidence, and it will affect how your relationships and the people that you accept in your life and how they speak to you. You're going to allow certain ways of how they'll speak to you. So let's talk about intergenerational trauma and how those traumas lead to limiting beliefs. And this topic is crucial because we all have something preventing us from living a life of breakthroughs. And we all have something that, you know, because we've normalized a certain standard, for example, trying to fit into this idealistic body, it's sometimes you'll be hitting a brick wall without understanding that, oh my goodness, my growth opportunity has stopped here because this belief is still influencing a greater part of my being. And so it's a matter of finding these beliefs in our lives because they are muddy, messy, and unclear and twisted in that lovely unicorn color called unicorn color. And toxic beliefs become emotional clutter, aka emotional rumors that you don't need in your life when they merge in logical beliefs. So again, starting with the person who buys into the successful belief, and then they just, like I said, you know, when we come across certain clients, they would be just talking about, oh yeah, I have diabetes, I take these tablets, I take 20 tablets. And, you know, at some point it was normal, but I think when that bubble, you know, popped, and I kind of like fell out of that normalized world was when I was watching, I went to go visit somebody and they have diabetes. They had like over 100, like this medical like box, that tablet box where you keep like individual tablets. And it looked like they were taking 100 tablets. I don't know. Like I just saw too many colors. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe it was 10, but at that point I just became overwhelmed. Like, no, this is actually not normal. Like, can we just talk about why are you popping so many pills? If I get sick, you should ask my coworkers about this. If I get sick, I literally will go grab like a ginger and a honey. You know what I mean? Because that's going to just, you know, sort me out and it's going to heal me naturally. Because I obviously, you know, there's other areas maybe where I do use health and wellness supplements. But for the most part, I try to take care of myself. I think having that experience and being immersed in that medical environment has led me to be more conscious of like, okay, let me just take care of my body through health and wellness foods. But it's going to be logical to this individual at that point in time because they've bought into the whole system. Like I said, you are surrounded by clients who talk about their diabetes. They'll even laugh at their diabetes scares, for example. So that's when something becomes a logical belief. Like, this is normal. It's okay for you to take like 20 tablets. You know what I mean? But what about relationships? Now, you guys, if you have been following me on my social media accounts, you know that I always say that women have like these bachelorette sized kind of introductions. I also became curious about like, why are relationships so difficult? And I feel as though, in part, maybe with women, we've been narrating this bachelorette kind of like these declarations to ourselves ever since we were little. You know, like little girls go like, oh, I just want a best friend. He's going to be my best friend for life, my ride or die. And it's like, no, do I really? And oh yeah, by the way, I am coming from somebody with avoidance attachment. I don't particularly like to, I can't attach to people that easily. So just do bear that in mind. But I still do feel like this is still valuable because why make declarations and promises to somebody you don't know? You haven't gotten even a taste or fragrance of them in every season. You know, when you're starting a friendship or starting a relationship, the person always wants to show their best side. Even if they're going through something hella stressful, they're always not going to tell you, oh my goodness, like, my grandma just died and my whole world feels like it's shaking apart. Oh, sometimes they do, you know, and you feel like, okay. And sometimes depending on how they introduce themselves, you feel like, oh my goodness, I can buy into this individual. But what if that all breaks? You know what I mean? That whole falls apart. And to be honest, having that kind of, I want a ride or die relationship, I want a ride or die person, that bachelorette kind of declarations that women, I think, I some women tend to do more, or maybe it's just like just the way we've grown up culturally in this area. That's how it goes. That's how the conversation starts. I haven't fully seen you in every sphere of your life. I felt like I needed to talk about this because that's what happened to me actually. Where this the woman was like, we connected with just like what we want in life. She said came across as a growth-minded person, but then when we were in a setting with when we were in a setting, let's say around men, she would always have like self-deprecating, like she'd always be like humiliating me. And sometimes if you grew up in a family where that's the norm, it's very easy for you to continue to sit and exist in that environment without realizing the consequences of what it's doing to your mind and the way that you perceive yourself. As always, I've always said that protect your self-love cup. And this individual was just far from doing that. If you cannot, so one of the best things that I've just learned is, and the most valuable lesson I think you could ever take in your life is take a step back and acknowledge this is how the person talks, but don't accept it because it's not normal for, people to constantly be humiliating you, constantly be putting you down and saying all these nasty words. If they are spoken more than 10, I would even say five, fam. Like, honestly speaking, five negative words to you as opposed to positive affirmations. Just let them know that, hey, you know what? I value myself as an individual. And secondly, whenever you say these things, especially in front of like let's say men or in front of like other strangers, it does not make me feel very good. And if you value our friendship, I'd like for you to stop because I value what words are spoken to me. I value the affirmations that are spoken to me, and I feel like right now you're not somebody who's quite positive. And if they make a joke about it and they're like, okay, this is how I am, it's like, yes, you can be that individual, but with other people. With me, I'd like for you to respect my personal boundary or my emotional boundary. It's more of like your emotional boundary because those kind of having those words spoken to you repeatedly become like beliefs. And I'm very conscious of my growth. I'm very conscious of where I'm going in life, and I would like to surround myself with people who are very positively spoken. Just something that I'd just like to you to know. And you haven't said like you're selfish, you're disgusting, you say these nasty things. You haven't said that to the individual. You've just let them know that this is my emotional boundaries because I do value myself as a person. And I've learned that the what is spoken to me repeatedly will become my self-love cup. I have myself to overcome. I don't need an extra individual that I need to overcome. You're not here as a life challenge, let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? You a friendship is a support along the journey, is a companion for along the journey. You know what I mean? So being clear about those ones is just taking away the how we normalize like teasing people because you honestly never know when those negative words sink into your head. You catch them like later. I remember for me that moment was I had like a huge argument and it was like a huge fallout. It was very intense, it was traumatic, it was horrifying, and I didn't realize the effect that it had on me up until one day. I remember smelling the person's perfume like a year ago. I swear, like 12 months later, you know what I mean? Like maybe a couple more months. But and smelling the person's perfume, and I instantly just like got this rage and like fight mode. I from like my adrenaline just like kicked in, and it went into rage and then fight mode, and it felt like I was right back in that exact moment, at the moment where I'm shocked, like what is going on, and then from the shock turned to rage because I'm like, what is actually going on? Like, how did we end up here? So because. And so that's what made me feel like, okay, we have to talk about these things. The way that people speak to you, your family members are another thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, maybe it's normalized in your family. You come from a family of a similar background, but accepting it within your friend extension is something different. It's not going to help you break free from that negative cycle. And that not breaking free from that negative cycle won't help you catch, or it'll take longer to catch that this is my world where we have self-deprecating comments, where we ask when I try to extend and go for after something that's perfect for me, go for after something that I'm worth living for, I feel uncomfortable because the people around me. I keep saying, why would you even do this? Why would you continue in this job? Why would you accept this job? Why would you want to work hard in this job? It's so pathetic. Everything about it is pathetic. Without acknowledging the space that, without separating that, that's the humanness of that experience. I can't control your humanness of your experience, but I know my godliness of my purpose. And in that extent, it's the godliness of just breaking free from the cycle of preventing myself to fully discover and fully live through every experience of my life. Because why continue to work hard when it's better to be comfortable? Maybe your city has stalled for a long time. There's no growth in your cities. You're probably one of those people who are living with their parents, if not with multiple, like several roommates, just to make it by. You are working three jobs and it just feels like you can't make it yet. But the thing is, the only way that maybe you can start picking up the habits and your beliefs is by writing down the conversations that your friends have. I remember I asked my dad, I kept a journal and I don't know why. Okay, I just feel like it's a God-given thing, because when I was like 7, I would write the goals down. When I was a national swimmer, no one ever taught me this. I'd write down, okay, I did national swimming. I got all B's this semester. I'm really proud of myself. Then the next semester, okay, I got all C's. Why did I get all C's? Okay, I was fighting with too many friends, you know. And it's like, at age 7, who the heck was telling you to do that? But I had like this vision that I wanted to be like this cool national swimmer. Ooh, I've forgotten the South African Olympic swimmer. At the time, I think, okay, her surname is a Stain, but I was just like in love with her drive and her ambition. And so I wrote down, like, I want to be like her. So I have to, you know, maintain my grades because that's what mommy and daddy said. But at the same time, I want to, you know, live out and be like this person. So even if, let's say, a lot of people were questioning, you know, what is my body? I had the vision in mind. Sometimes you've got to do the same thing with your friends and your family members. How do we usually talk to ourselves? So my dad, when I asked him, why do men keep journals? Because I thought it was a girl's thing to write about also your crushes, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, no, the greatest men keep journals. You want to flush out the day. You want to flush out what's been going on in your life so that you can regain a clear path. And sometimes I feel like, or should I challenge you to be like, do that with your friendships, do that with your relationships. You know what? Don't be like, okay, I'm just going to be real honest. You know, don't just stop at having that crazy girl moment where you go back to like, you know, like if you're talking to a guy, you go back to day one of your conversations and then like you go back and you're like, who am I? Okay, I do that. Just to figure out, are you like worth my time? Because like I said, I have avoidance attachment. So I do it for different reasons. Some other people do it to like, oh my gosh, we've had such a nice conversation. I'm like, are you superficial? You know, and I'm scrolling through our conversations just to figure out like, is this relationship worth my time? You know, am I worth this individual's time? Are we clashing? Are we merging? Because let me figure this out. So I process the relationships that I have with people, because again, like I said, you don't know when something that hurts you, or you don't know when certain words stick inside of you and then you catch them. Like, it's okay to catch it a year later, but what if you catch it 20 years from now? I mean, your life, knowing fully that God can handle your life, you always can turn your situation around. But what about the emotional, there's something that happens. There's an emotional breakup that happens when you realize, oh my goodness, I believed into this person. I believed into this lifestyle. It's heartbreaking at times, you know, even with your friendships, especially with your friendships, when you realize this person has been just nasty the whole entire time. Then you start to record, like, every time we've hung out, they've always been humiliating me. So that turnaround, it's go through the emotion of that breakup, because you're breaking up with the idea that this person was like phenomenal, the idea that this person was amazing. Oh my gosh, I absolutely love this person. And then only coming to realize that, oh my goodness, okay, I have to, like, I can't, I've tried communicating that I don't appreciate how you talk to me, and the person hasn't accepted my rights, my emotional rights to be emotionally happy and accepted in the relationships that I'm with. And so when somebody does that, or when you realize, or you've started picking up and you've been noting down that this is a habit, and you haven't come across as like, yeah, you know, you're such a nasty person. You remember that time when we decided to go out and you decided to humiliate me? No, disgusting. Okay, yes, there's going to be a point. You're human. You know what I'm saying? There will be a point where you will, the frustration of adding up to other frustrations and pressures in your life, you can have that outburst. But for the most part, I definitely want to just point out that I picked up that, you know, we went out the other day and I asked you what the dress code is and you didn't tell me what the dress code is. Because I remember I actually had that moment. I asked you what the dress code is and you didn't tell me what the dress code is, and you lied. Because now all of a sudden, I remember we were driving to like some big function where the dress code is, you know, like a cocktail dress or a formal casual dress. I mean, like, excuse me, hello, this is not rocket science. And it's it's girl code. You have to tell me what to wear. You have to tell me what we're expected to wear. What are you wearing? What am I going to wear? I have like a billion dresses because of the pageants, okay? But I remember, you know, she's like, yeah, it's just going to be, it's like a shisanyama, like a barbecue. So just don't worry about it. So I came with these tatted up pants and like a crop top. And I was like, hey, she was like, oh my goodness, you look cute. So, you know, like when you're videoing your friends, you're video calling your friends and you're showing them like, this is what I'm wearing, girl. Let's go out. Let's enjoy. Oh my goodness, who's going to be there? You know, you're asking all those questions. And then the minute we got there, it was like, I swear to you, when people do this, I say it's like they had a tornado experience. Because, you know, tornadoes, like especially from living in Norman, Oklahoma for university, it's like nice outside. Oh my goodness, I love this. And then bam, like it's just black. And then there's like huge clouds. So for me, when you have a tornado moment, it's when you all of a sudden, now we're sitting in your car, you watching me. The ride was 20 minutes. We could literally even go, we passed some stores. If you feel like my outfit is not okay, number one, I'd have asked you. We'd have gone some stores. We would have gone into a store and gotten like a cheap dress or whatever. That's, you know, that's still decent looking enough. But you let me go all the way 20 minutes. First of all, okay, no, this is the long journey, okay? Let me tell you the full extent of this journey, okay? I live an hour away from this individual, all right? I'm in the village. I'm walking past cows, so I have plenty of time to pass a lot of people, a lot of my neighbors' cows, okay, for you to tell me that, oh yeah, by the way, no, this is a very formal cocktail kind of dress. Pull out one of your pageant dresses, girl. You know what I'm saying? And then from moving 20, you know, an hour away from Cow Village into the city, I have 20 minutes. It's a 20-minute ride where we've passed, let me see, four stores, like four malls. So four opportunities to get a dress. To be like, ooh, you know what? Actually, a dress is much better. This is actually where we're going. But no, you gave me tornado vibes. Okay? You gave me tornado surprise, you know, boom, boom, kind of thunder lightning response. When we got to the location, all of a sudden, the face completely turned. And it was like this nasty expressions, like, please cover yourself. And I was like, oh, dude, we've been chilling here. Our relationship is this is the defining moment of our relationship. This is the pinnacle of what our relationship is. You know, you being hella shady, and and the only reason why I broke out of that bubble, like I've said before, like I was able to like boop, pop out of that bubble, is because I had other friends. Okay, number one, obviously being in the pageant, like you gain some confidence and you get to learn like emotional and personal boundaries. It's very important for you. Otherwise, you're going to be taken advantage of. And then you start realizing, like it's very normal. And I was a people pleaser. So it's very normal for me to accept or being humiliated, and then you logically make sense, like, oh, but she's like so much more beautiful and she's so much more confident, you know, so whatever, that's how she talks, that's how she jokes around, up until I met like my Haitian friends and my Rwandese friends, and it was like, no, that's not normal. You know, that if somebody else said it, you would watch them be like, no, that's not normal. Are you disgusting? And then my Bosnian friends as well, I absolutely love those people. Love, love, love them. Because they, you know, they broke that whole cycle where it's like, no, that's not normal. You don't talk to people like that. Like, who you are, you talk to your enemies like that, you know? And we, who's got time for enemies? That's just unnecessary stress in your life. You know what I'm saying? So it, being shifted out of that circle of friends and then going back into that familiar circle, that old circle of friends, it made me realize, wow, guys, you can, this is toxic. You know, it's not normal for you to lie to somebody and then allow somebody to go to a very, you know, sophisticated event with tattered pants. You know what I'm saying? I have an array of dresses and we passed Cow City and four malls. So, hello, can we just please talk about, you know, the fact that this is not normal? And in that sense, okay, like in that moment, you can tell the person, okay, listen, I've started to pick up that you have very, you are humiliating, you know, you like to humiliate people. Or when you don't truthfully tell me that this is a sophisticated event that requires or would encourage wearing a dress as opposed to tattered pants, it makes me feel like you just, your whole purpose in life is to humiliate me. And I feel sad when I'm around you as opposed to with strangers. And that's not normal, because friendship, I'm supposed to feel secure in a friendship and not secure with a stranger. But I feel very fine with a stranger. You know what I mean? Like strangers, like, you know, my neighbors, like people who are just like my neighbors, people who I talk to because we get on the same bus or whatever. Whereas with you, that's not the case. I'm always like second guessing myself. I've started to question your motives. Like, why are we friends? This is not normal. And like I said in my other YouTube channel about friendships and why I'm easily annoyed with my friends, there has to be, there's a, say that with the, you know, room in your heart to understand that we all grew up very different. This person who's always humiliating you, sometimes maybe that's just the way that they grew up. Sometimes that's the, that's the, their world view and how, you know, the norms have been constructed where it's just normal to humiliate people. And then it's like, okay, but like, and then if, and it doesn't always happen at that moment if you do, you know, and try to address the issue, to try to address maybe your feelings, you're not always going to be received well, well received. And it's okay, because like I said again, this is their norm, it's been practiced, it's their belief system, and you are existing in their belief system for a certain amount of time up until maybe you were exposed to a different group where it's like, okay, yeah, friends don't humiliate each other, friends don't put each other down. So how can we, you know, how can we go through this? And the reason why this is actually like, this is why it's actually important to start practicing these norms with your friends, is because your friends actually teach you, your friends are an extension or a continuation of what maybe you learned from your family or what maybe you learned from your community about love, you know? So the practiced and the practicing of certain habits, the practicing of certain words being spoken over your life, words being spoken to you, the words that you choose to receive or you've accepted, oh, these are normal words, she's always been like this, you know? I travel stupid 1 hour from cow country, you know, to being humiliated the whole entire evening, it's normal. It's okay then to have that moment where you realize this is not okay. And then practice into being like, okay, emotionally, this is not healthy for me. Because I will graduate, like I've always said, I will graduate from you humiliating me to graduating to being humiliated at work. And then it's going to make it difficult for me to thrive for my things at work because I'm a people pleaser. And so I've graduated from you as a friend who humiliates me the whole time to work where I've accepted less than what I'm worth, or my relationships where I accept I'm less than what I'm worth. You know what I'm saying? And you could find yourself in relationship and the toxicity continues, because that's when you begin to find yourself in relationships where the guy has a temper and he screams like a crazy person. You know, you guys know I've been going, if you've been with me since day zero, because I decided, okay, I was like, oh shit, let me start dating, girl. I'm almost 30. Let me start dating. I've been single my whole life. Let me start dating. And I got screamed at by men. I was like, this is not dating. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not normal to scream at people. But what if you've always normalized abusive words being thrown at you? It's very easy then to fall into a relationship with an individual who won't necessarily nurture your heart the way that your heart was built to be nurtured, the way that God wants to nurture you. And because people shun, you're always accepting being shunned and being put down. It makes it very difficult for you to then have a godly relationship, because it's normalized. And then we have like this, it can then, without you sometimes knowing it, there's going to be a deep sense yearning somewhere in your life. Sometimes it could be a relationship where you probably do kind of realize that people always humiliate or, humiliate you. And you might try to find that in a relationship with a guy. And that's a huge risk, because it's going to be, what you call this? You could risk like being, you know, influenced by an individual who yells at you. And then again, like with the friend who humiliates you in public spaces or in private spaces, you're going to logically explain to yourself why this is normal. And yet it's not normal. The codependency or the toxicity of the relationship is doing something that's not good for your spirit. It's not doing something that's good for your heart. And then that's something that you, that's why I wanted to write about this blog post. So, oh my gosh, this led me, I absolutely love reality shows, like, you know, TV reality shows, because that's how they surround yourself with, TV reality shows in terms of like the dating shows. But I honestly was like, we are surrounded by abusive norms about relationships. The speed dating into relationships, I think, has done itself a perfect thing. You guys would know what I'm talking about in terms of like these shows where people spend very less time getting married, and then very less time getting to know each other, and but get married very early without actually having a full understanding of the individual is. I think in other normal situations, you would want to get a chance to get to know the person, because you would have like this idea of, okay, who am I talking to? But then we also, it's toxic. I feel like they're toxic because we are going according, sometimes depending on the show, sometimes you find that they're going to put all this pressure on a man without saying, is this an individual who actually understands himself? Does he know what he wants out of history? Does he understand his heart? And then also, why is he here? And then you find that maybe on social media, the comments are like, oh yeah, he was so disgusting. He's a cheater. No, I think it's very easy to say that somebody is a cheater. It's very easy, because then we don't have to deal with the fact that men also have emotions, and men are also like, you know, trying to understand themselves in this world. They're trying to understand you. And they, you are also not perfect. Maybe you are the woman who likes to humiliate people. You know what I mean? How then will you be in a relationship with a man who's battling his own uncertainties, who's going through his own anxieties and fears? And so I feel like sometimes these shows, they don't take account into those areas. We have like, we immediately label somebody as a cheater guy. And yet, have we even given him a spot? Because like, women are more known to talking up about the emotions, but are men actually vulnerable when it comes to like their relationships? And are they vulnerable enough to tell you that, hey, I'm really scared, I'm really worried? And then let's be honest, sometimes society-wise, even when a man speaks out to say that, to speak his truth and his vulnerabilities, we shun him immediately like, whoo, sis, how are you a man? And then talking about you can't, you know, you can't hold the family. You know, you need, cause what? You've said to him, I need a man who's going to support me. I need a man who can buy me a time. I need a man who can, you know, pay my bills. Are you going to, and you know, and we have this unrealistic conversations among women like, oh, he must pay my rent, he must pay my car bills. Okay, honey, can he afford to pay his own car? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, can he afford to also service his own vehicle? So it really does, all those gave me just a reflection of just what it feels like, and you know, the extent to like toxic relationships. But I'd love to hear your guys' opinion on this one, especially more because I was focusing more on the relationships and more on your friendships. What do you guys feel like about toxicity? We've all been toxic. I definitely know. I definitely understand that one. But when your friend speaks to you and tells you, hey, listen, like, I just feel like you, okay, I understand your grief and I understand where you're coming from, but I'd also love for us to find a healthy way to be supportive of each other so that I'm not drowning in the background as like a prop in your life. How can we come together in this friendship? How do you feel like when somebody has a real honest conversation with you to say that, hey, I would love to feel heard? How did that ever make you feel? Also, let me know in the comments, were you ever toxic? That toxic person, and it's okay. Sometimes toxicity, like I've just explained to you guys, it's normalized. It's the way that we grow up. It's a joke. It's funny. You know, it's the way that they talk. But when somebody says it to you, how did you feel at that moment? And, you know, how are you trying to work on yourself? If you guys love this episode, definitely go check out the original blog post about resetting a man, factory setting a man and trying to, but undenying him. And then also, so go check out the, you know, my episode, my blog post on mental and emotional clutter and physical clutter, because all those are going to help you just understand, like, this is how my world, this is how I perceive my world, this is what I buy into. And then it's okay to sit down and journal and ask yourself, okay, why did I buy into this belief? You know, why did I buy into the skinny girl drink? Why do I feel like I need a six pack? I mean, is that, why did I buy into that one? There's a part of you where it's like, it's healthy. Living healthfully, your body will be in equilibrium. But if you buy into a certain belief, it's always okay. You know, and I always encourage, just go and reflect on those ones. What made me buy into those ones? Is it to be more accepted? Because trust me, when you are not accepted for changing and trying to squeeze yourself and mold yourself into this idea, it's more heartbreaking. So why not just break free from all these ideas, all these beliefs, live your true, authentic self and live a life of breakthroughs with me here on Black Into Health and Wellness Lifestyle and Just Growth Babe with Zeta Zwane. Thank you so much again. And let me know about your feelings and just about, you know, what you want. If you, there's more that you'd like to hear about in terms of relationships, and look out for another episode. Let me know in the comments, and y'all have a wonderful, brave, filled life.